Welcome to the Social Podcast, where no discussion or debate is off limits.
Kim K has revealed that when she and Northy, her eldest, when they fight, that Northy goes for the jugular and says, "Our house is ugly. Who even lives like this? Would this bother you? Is this a little brat, or are we like, yeah, maybe you have a point, Northy?"
Can I start with Stephanie on Facebook,
yes,
who's written to us?
I want to hear from Stephanie.
Oh, it's a stunner of a comment. Stephanie says, "I work with preschoolers and they are a ruthless bunch. Adorable little things, but brutally blunt. I've got everything from, your shirt is ugly, your teeth are yellow, you're fat, you're so weird, you look like my grandma. Are you 73? Half the time, they're not wrong." Stephanie, God bless for helping our young children.
Hashtag no.
Should I jump in? Should I jump in? You know what? I wish I didn't have the t-shirt and all the concert merchandise to this tour, but I do. You just do, because parenting comes in steps. You know, at first, it's magical, and everything you do is golden. You put a frozen waffle in the toaster, it comes up, you put a little jam or syrup on it, like, oh, it's the best thing ever. And then without notice, it's like, why are you breathing like that? Walk behind me at the mall. Drop me off across the street from school. Hypothetically speaking, of course. I don't want to call anybody out. So I feel like Kim is doing actually a good job, because I feel like this is an eight-year-old. And also, for me, I've only come into liking the whole clean aesthetic, you know, the all-white minimalist thing. I like a lot of color. Mm-hmm. And when I was up until, you know, 16, 5 years ago? My math fell off. I really liked a lot of color. And I feel like she's 8 years old. She wants some primary. She wants like a Crayola crayon box.
It's as simple as that.
I think it's as simple as that.
No, then, I totally disagree.
Okay,
I don't
all
think
right.
So at all.
Let's go
I don't
in.
Think so at all. Look, I mean, I feel like this isn't just a little kid saying like, "I hate your black nail polish" or "your teeth are yellow," which are like innocent observations that can hurt. This Kim said that she consciously picks things that she knows will cut deep. And to me, I feel like that has Mean Girl written all over it. I truly think that
I hear what you're saying,
Mean Girl.
But I feel like Kim is putting her perception about what North thinks on that. You know what I mean? Because maybe Kim is feeling a little bit sensitive about that. But I feel like kids are pretty honest. I don't like to hear it sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, when I recently moved, I had this little chest in the front of my hallway because it was good to put mitts in and to sit down to take off your shoes. I took it out to air it out and to clean it and everything. Phoebe's like, "Thank God that trunk's gone." And I'm like, "But why didn't anybody say anything beforehand?" It's like, "Well, I thought you liked it." And Phoenix is like, "Yeah, I didn't like it either." I'm like, you know, so now they're older. I feel like they're trying to spare my feelings until they don't.
Oh, it's the pity.
But that's
phase.
A part of growing up too, Trey. Which is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, they understand. Like at their, I don't know at what age exactly it starts to happen, but the idea of moving out of being like self-centered to thinking about somebody else's feelings. Because I don't know about you guys, but I remember having epic fights with my parents growing up, and nobody knows you as a parent better than your own child. And they do know exactly what button to hit and how to say it with what intonation to make sure it cuts deep. And I think that that's maybe a sign of, like you said, Tracy, like healthy development. The question will be how to mold that so that you do understand that that does hurt feelings. I would love to hear how Kim responded to that comment. If Kim was just like, "Oh, that's awful." Or was it something else?
And I like that, but I remember being that 16-year-old, you know, and like being, or tween or whatever age it was, and saying things to my mother. And I remember interviewing Drew Barrymore many years ago, and I didn't understand it because I wasn't a parent then. And we were talking about divorce. And she said something very profound. She said, "You always hurt the parent who stays." And it just kind of like stayed with me. And oof. So I feel like when I was projecting to my mother, I was feeling those feelings.
Yeah.
Like at those times, those feelings were very real for me. Obviously, you know, even if I said that, I would love my mother and, you know, respect my mother. But at that time, if she was in the way of me getting what I wanted, which could have been just the mall.
Yeah. Right.
I was
also in a phase, as you keep saying, right?
It's a
relationship. Mm-hmm. And all relationships have phases. You go from, you said, they adored you. Then they're like, I don't want to be close to you. Then it was like, oh, poor mom. And then it's something else. Like, it'll be something else in 2 months. Mm-hmm.
I would have been really catty and just blamed daddy. Didn't Kanye design that house?
Global News is reporting that more women have been turning to trades over the course of the pandemic. Many have left their jobs to become electricians, plumbers, and carpenters. So have any of you learned any new home improvement skills during the pandemic?
Me?
I feel like we should have taken a poll, like, I know, right? Most likely and least likely.
Who am I? Yeah. Well, first of all, I mean, the trades are incredible, you know? Lots of money to be made. I'm not leaving my day job, you know?
Okay.
But I have picked up and bought power tools over the pandemic. It started out of necessity. You know, I had screws that were, like, rusted shut, and I was online, like, a power screwdriver. Oh, let me go get that. Curbside pickup. Then I had a dishwasher replaced, and you know that wood board under your cabinet? It was, like, an inch too long then. And I couldn't bring it into any, you know, big box store to get it cut. So I thought, I need a power saw.
What?
Yes. And
you
I even have
a power saw?
I have a power saw.
I need documentation. I can't even imagine.
I have the clear glasses, you know, like the safety glasses.
Of course you had the accessory.
Yes.
The
safety glasses. Hello. And then my neighbor, kindly, Mr. Ron High, he's an electrician. I wanted to change my fixture in my front foyer. And Phoebe said, I don't think you should try this. This is like electricity. Yeah. You know, let's get Mr. Ron to do it. So fine. I did that, but it just brightened up the hallway. And I thought, my paint's a little dated. And I wanted white and fresh. I phoned my friend. I said, what do I need to do? He said, you have to prime all the time. Got me this, you know. There's me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Nice look job, at my Tracy. Taping.
I prepped. I sanded.
So good.
I taped the baseboards. A whole thing, but
the
I
image
also
in my head was that you were wearing heels the whole time. I didn't realize you were like really into it.
I know, but thank you, AJ. And obviously, I don't have cathedral ceilings at my house, right? It's like a two-step ladder up, and it's also good for your abs.
It's good exercise.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm so proud of you.
Thank you,
Tracy. You know what? I'm so proud of you is
cutting into corners.
Good you know, for you.
Cut
oh
my
the,
gosh!
Yeah,
the wedgie thing, right? The wedgie thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at
I
me.
Will say that Ryan, because you know my husband is a contractor, he would be so proud of you because you know what? He's kind of everybody's unofficial husband for hire because he is a contractor.
Husband
and
for
I'll
hire.
Be honest,
I am
so
get
proud
that memo.
Of you.
Husband for hire? It's all right.
Yeah, it's so true. But no, he would be so proud of you because he thinks, you know, it's very intimidating. It's not just intimidating for women, although for many women it is, but it's intimidating for guys too. He gets calls all the time for stuff that he's like, you know, it can be done, but there's something that kind of scares a lot of people. Electricity is one to respect. Plumbing is another one to respect. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's a lot of those jobs that you did that you just said, you know what, I can do it myself. But I'll be honest, he says this all the time. There's some things, basics, that we need to be taught in school. We talk about it all the time on this show. How to manage your finances, basic car maintenance, cooking for yourself. And I think that basic home maintenance should also be something that's sort of like a life skill for men and women. Because
it's one of those things
where it's expensive to call someone to come in.
I totally agree because in contrast to you, when Simon and I bought our first home, we were gifted a power drill. And we honestly looked at it and we were looking at each other being like, hello, what is this? Like, who's going to be the power drill master? We didn't know, and we still, he's used it once, I think. And you're truly inspiring me because I keep looking up projects that I want to do around the house to save money, like how-to videos on how to build a mantle surround, how to change the tiles in your floor.
I'm going to do an accent wall next.
Are you kidding?
I'm going to do an accent
wall next. Here's my fear, and this goes back to Mel. Here's my fear that I will do it to save some money, but I'll end up spending more money because I'll have to pay Ryan to come over and fix it.
True. But you know what? I don't mean true like that.
For you, he'd do it for free.
Oh. It's not, my stuff isn't perfect. Like, you're looking at the paint and you can probably see a little line and whatever and a little strip and a smudge, but I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not perfect, but I did it.
And you'll only get better.
Mm. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to do it a lot more.
When I put air in the tires of my car, I feel alive.
Right?
I feel so good.
The windshield stuff fluid,
yes.
Right? You know, I'm in my driveway and I'm putting up my hood.
Yes.
I'm feeling myself.
Everything that
everybody is listed here, with the exception of cooking for yourself, which Mel mentioned, I don't know how to do.
That's
like,
okay.
Nothing. Financial planning, Mel said.
Don't get me started on you, Lainey.
Yeah, I don't know a power tool. I'm so impressed that you did all this.
You have another adult in the house, right? Like,
yeah.
So, and when it was lockdown, you couldn't have anybody in your house.
But to be fair, you can't always count on that person. Listen, guys, I live with an engineer, and you ask him to put a picture up on the wall and it takes 2 hours because he's measuring everything
he
at 90-degree angles, putting up stud finders and levelers. And I'm just like, give me the hammer so I can nail it in. Like, you can't always count on the other person in the house. Okay, let's move on to fashion now. Do you like the look of these charm necklaces that Justin Bieber and Pete Davidson have been wearing? A writer for the Wall Street Journal calls them a stylish statement that could replace the necktie. And here's the thing, guys. Like, I will say I think that I am still much more into the necktie. But this, for me, really reminds me of my rave days in the late 90s in Montreal, when guys used to wear not just the charm necklaces, but you remember the candy necklaces?
Yes.
And at a rave, you would go up and you'd like bite it off their necks.
Mm-hmm.
And the pacifier.
The pacifier.
Oh,
from what I can remember, it was
like,
unless,
is this sexy?
Wow.
The Wall Street Journal?
I'm sorry, I don't think
I'm
it's sexy.
The Wall Street Journal?
Unless you are a surfer. Yeah, unless you're a surfer on the North Shore of Maui. You got no business.
Well, that's
doing
just
this.
It, Mal. Like,
you
and
got
that's
no business.
That's
doing
the thing.
This.
This is a look I associate with surf, skate, and snowboarders, and they're my kryptonite. That's a Yasik mold, right? Yasik is a West Coast guy. He's a snowboarder. Like, he's very athletic. He's great in the when we
great
met, he was
what?
When
he's
we
great
met,
what?
Yeah,
Lainey?
The slopes. He's great on the slopes.
Do you have like a puka shell kind of vibe going?
We met, he was bleached blonde, tips.
I can picture.
Right?
Yep.
It was summertime. Like, it was. He had still had a tan from snowboarding because sometimes you can get so tan from like being. And he had one of those necklaces, and that is that is totally my horny trigger.
Oh my God.
You know what?
Wow.
If you can't see this on TV, like, Lainey has taken on a whole glow.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
It's true.
Like, the cheeks are flushing.
Yeah.
The cheeks are flushing right
I'm
now.
All about it.
Tracy, we got to talk to you. This is incredible. This is the second season of Canada's Drag Race. First season, you're a school friend. This season, you are a judge. We are so excited to see you up there. Can you tell us what we can expect from the queens this season?
The queens, I mean, season one, incredible. We know that Canada has the best queens on the planet. The season two queens are energetic, they're creative, they're dramatic, they are fabulous, they're smart, they're emotional, they're deep. But they're shallow when they also need to be too, just like all of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, there's all of those great dynamics. Look at these looks. Like, so that's how that was my barometer too. When a look would come down the runway and I was gooped and gagged, I'd look to Brooklyn Heights. And when her mouth was hanging open, I'm like, okay, good. This season is a lot of fun. And I feel like, much like when season one premiered, we were in a very dark time. Mm-hmm. We were in a very dark time on our planet. Mm-hmm. And that was like the little ray of light that we had to talk about and just to feel joy and good. And I feel like Canada's Drag Race is going to continue to spread that joy and that goodness and that fierce, fabulous vibe.
You know, I'm tuning in for your looks, too.
I just want to say. It's about the queens. It's the queens. And, of course, Amanda Brugel and Brad Goreski and Brooklyn Heights on the judging panel with me. Much like here, they're very generous, they're professional, and we had a great time.
Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today. We love you.
Love you all.
Make sure, everyone, to catch all the fun tonight. Canada's Drag Race is back at 9 p.m. ET on Crave.
Subscribe to the Social Podcast so you don't miss a fiery debate. Until next time, socialites.